Fortune tanto vulnera, si latibus ocellis, potsu amici vulnera, sutra imprevelis.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
So, the globalist documents have been released. They've come out. They plan to challenge Trump with the pandemic. When he first got into office, they did it. They said, we'll do another pandemic. They're trying it again with Ebola and Hantavirus. That's all blown up their face. That's coming up. They had the WHO reach out to me publicly and, you know, said, watch what you're saying. We're going to get to that. This is wild. And you got this referendum on populism versus foreign powers controlling us with Thomas Massie in Kentucky. We'll be getting into that coming up as well. But finishing up with the geopolitical issue with Iran and Russia and the biggest drone attacks yet on Russia and the nuclear reactor blown up in the UAE are on fire and the main Israeli missile production base blown up. I mean, this is escalating quickly. Trump facing worst polls ever of any president. I don't just believe that. I go out and talk to the public myself. I know that's true. I know almost all Trump supporters are disillusioned. They don't support Democrats, but they're freaked out. Stress and uncertainty as economy views decline. Many voices frustration with Trump's economic approach, CBS poll finds. To critics, Trump remarks reveal a billionaire out of touch, saying, well, your 401k is doing great. Most Americans don't have a 401k. Now, meanwhile, victory for Trump, GOP senator who voted to convict Trump, is impeached. Trial loses primary. They just beat all the rhinos in Indiana. So that's where we are on that front. But here's Senator Graham in a chilling clip today saying he doesn't care if we lose the midterms. It's all about this war. Like Trump saying, I don't care about the economy. I don't care about the average American's economic plight. We're in a war. And that dovetails with this breakdown, this graphic, international arms transfers by the U.S. from 1950 to 2017, that's the latest data they have, were the number one maker exporter of weapons of the world. That's why those special interests are so happy, not just Israel. So look at all the special interests and be aware of it. But here's Lindsey Graham.
Then we can end this thing pretty soon.
Senator, you take me to my next question, because 70% of Americans in a new poll say President Trump is doing a bad job on the economy, the number one issue for voters, as you know. Bottom line, is it worth losing the midterms if the result is a non-nuclear Iran?
It's worth losing my job. If I had to give my job up to make sure Iran would never have a nuclear weapon, I would do it.
Would you give up the House and the Senate?
I would give up... Politically, the most important thing I can do with the job I've been given is to protect the American people. Now, you don't have to agree with me, but I've been this way for 20 years. I believe there are religious Nazis in Iran. If they had a nuclear weapon, they would use it. They've been trying to get one. They've been cheating. Obama and Biden were jokes when it came to containing Iran. Trump is doing something people should have done a long time ago. But here's the good news. Gas prices will come down when you put Iran in a box. Saudi-Israel peace will become possible when you put Iran in a box. The upside of dealing with Iran is enormously good, but you got to deal with them.
Senator, let me ask.
So it's all about weapons transfers. It's all about profit at the expense of the rest of the world. That is the reality of what's happening here. And Israel knew, the Pentagon knew and told Trump, this will not be successful, 92% chance, and it's not been successful, and now we are trapped into a no-win situation, which then kills the world economy, which makes the global bankers that create the fiat currency happy, because now they can have their great reset. They said, we'll use a virus or we'll use war, but we'll use either one or both. And the UN's trying to launch Ebola and Hantavirus, all of it right now, to get everybody back on track to their control. And Trump did a great job killing the Paris Accords, the carbon taxes, the whole New World Order plan. Now they're talking about when he's gone 2.5 years, bringing it all right back into the situation. Now, we have $3 million the last few days on top of 20-something million now given to the neocon candidate that's calling for a national draft to fight for Israel, that's running against Thomas Massie. And this is a referendum on can foreign powers control our elections, publicly get away with it, and it'll also intimidate anybody else that ever speaks out against any of this. And Trump is coming out against Congresswoman Boebert and now saying primary her. He already said he'd go after MTG, everybody else. Purging people that are going with what the original Trump said and what we stood with. And that's the meltdown we have happening now. And so I was going to shoot a report last night. It just shows we're simpatico. We're seeing the same truth. But I decided to do it this morning. I get up this morning at like 4 a.m. and I see this headline. Tucker warns Israel, whole army of Massey's coming as Jewish supremacists dump. It's now 3 million. There's 1.5 million in just the last few days to defeat Massey for blocking Iran war. And that was literally going to be my headline. That striking down Massey, if they're successful, which I don't think they will be because the grassroots surge is so huge, is like killing Obi-Wan Kenobi in front of Luke Skywalker. How did that work out? So here's my headline. Thomas Massey has won the 2026 election in Kentucky. Thomas Massey is the winner. You heard it here first. Whether they're able to steal it or whether they're able to convince enough people to be idiots, it doesn't matter. In the hearts and minds of the people, they have created 10,000 Thomas Masseys running for office. And they've turned him into a hero to win for the governor, the Senate, whatever in the future. Because you've got tens of millions of foreign money coming in, 3 million in the last few days, all of this, and he's been consistent for no foreign aid to any country. Just like Ron Paul, just like Rand Paul, he's basically of that same ilk. He's a clone of it. Not because he's a zombie, he agrees with it. It was Ron Paul and this audience that built the platform Trump came in on. And Trump was true to that in his first administration. That's why we trusted him. That's why it was so shocking when he went sideways a year ago. From blackmail or Epstein or we're not sure. But Trump doesn't show vitriol for the Democrats and what they're doing like he does for a Boebert or an MTG or a Massey, or anybody else that simply says this is crazy. There's Polymarket. Until 4 or 5 days ago with this fake report that's been disproven, he was 10, 20, 30 points ahead, depending on the day. Then on Friday, they went neck to neck. And now here we are right now. Ed Gallarin at 52. Where are we right now? The latest number. Gallup 52, Massey 50. On Polymarket. And the polls show they're neck and neck as well. Who knows? We're going to find out Tuesday. This is a major referendum on populism versus globalism. And you look at Massey's voting record, they say it's liberal. It's not. It's the most conservative there is. That's the reality of this. So here's Tucker Carlson. Warning that if you strike down Thomas Massey politically, you make him more powerful than you can possibly imagine. I totally agree with that. And so not only do I say and repeat what Tucker said, that whole I'm saying that Thomas Massey has won no matter what you do in the long term. You may win a battle. Through all your globalist money and all your globalist power. But in the long run, you lose. So here is Tucker. Then let's go to Massey talking about the massive 3 million came in the last few days. And then I saw on the list, cue it up to Trump going ballistic on Boebert. Here it is.
The only reason we're having this war is because Israel wants it. This is their last chance, they believe. This presidency is the last presidency where they're going to have unequivocal bipartisan support. Period. You can't primary every Thomas Massey, and there's a whole army of them coming at some point because everyone can see what's going on.
Well, the RJC, AIPAC, and Miriam Adelson and Paul Singer, they're all part of the Israeli lobby, and that's where all the money comes from. And it will be a referendum on foreign policy, whether Israel gets to dictate that by, you know, bullying members of Congress, and I'm the one they haven't been able to bully, so they're putting all the brunt and the force on me. But you can tell that I'm ahead in the polls and they're desperate. That's why they're sending the Secretary of War to my district tomorrow. That's why the president's losing sleep and tweeting about this. That's why AIPAC has dumped another $3 million into my race this weekend. It's because they're panicked and they really haven't been able to gain a lead in this race.
You say the president is desperate, but he's got a pretty good record of defeating people he wants to target in Republican primaries. We saw Bill Cassidy yesterday. We saw what happened in Indiana. How are you going to be able to overcome the president's opposition?
Well, I have the endorsement of the Right to Life organizations, the gun organizations. I had four members of Congress come here yesterday and campaign with me. So my situation is a little bit different. Plus, I've had millions of dollars come in from the grassroots, tens of thousands of donors to my website, thomasmassey.com. And it's still coming in, and that's how we're going to beat them.
Republican voted against. You know what the name is? He is the worst person. His name is, what the hell? How did he ever end up in Kentucky? His name is Thomas Massie. How did he ever end up here, Paul? Anyway, no, Massie voted against tax cuts for seniors. He voted against tax cuts for overtime workers. And he voted against tax cuts for earners, tip earners. No, he wanted to increase the taxes. He voted with the Democrats. He voted against our historic funding for border security. He voted against border security, where we took the worst border in the history of our country, made it the best border in the history of our country in 2.5 months. He voted against it. And he voted against eligibility verification for welfare recipients. Nobody has to be eligible. Just pick up whatever you want. The people in this room don't like that. Thomas Massie also voted with the radical left Democrats in Congress to keep the federal government shut down during the